find the face, Phoenix. Now, and you can tell me who just tucked this note under your collar. Help me.
Kids Left Behind. Episode 59, The Head of the Dragon.
Stay back, you guys. That jet fuel burns pretty hot.
I can't believe this. I really thought we were going home this time.
Yeah, me too.
Looks like we're stuck in Jerusalem. Again.
Can't we fly commercial?
Israel's still a no-fly zone for commercial.
Besides, you gotta have Karp's tattoo to buy the tickets.
Doesn't leave us with a whole lot of options, does it?
Z-Van's gonna need another plane pretty quick. You can stay in my hotel room until he rounds one up.
I was kind of looking forward to getting away from him. Just when I thought I'd seen the last of this hotel room.
Hang in there, Judd. We'll be going soon.
I'm gonna take a shower. I smell like smoke.
I'm gonna try and get a hold of Chang, see if he knows anything about this no-fly thing.
See if he knows anyone selling a plane.
Chang Wong.
Hey, it's me.
Judd, I just heard what happened to Z-Van's plane. I figured you guys were already on it.
No, we didn't make it there yet.
Good thing you're safe.
Yeah, and stuck in Jerusalem.
Lucky you. You can attend the Four Horsemen's concert.
Oh, bad luck. I'm washing my hair tonight.
It's the hottest ticket in Jerusalem.
In more ways than one. So what are you up to?
I've been assigned to monitor the bio disaster.
Bio disaster? What are you talking about?
Blood in ocean, B-I-O.
Good one.
Interestingly enough, the rivers and streams have not yet been affected.
How'd everything go with Operation Eagle?
You know most of it. The GC lost hundreds of men and thousands of dollars worth of equipment.
What about the good guys?
Not a single casualty.
I gotta tell you, that was pretty dumb, Vic.
Nothing happened to me. I found a note. Phoenix found a glove. What's the big deal?
You went outside by yourself. You could have been caught.
I could have been hit by a bus, too, but I wasn't.
Okay, you're missing the point.
Which is?
Bad stuff is more likely to happen if you create situations where bad stuff can happen.
Hey, that's great, Mark. But you know what? There's too many people here for everyone to just sit around playing hopscotch all day.
Thank you.
I understand why she went out.
Cabin fever getting to you too, Conrad?
It's not just me. Melinda, Janie, even Charlie.
Maybe it's time to think about Avery. Still plenty of room at the camp.
You give them the choice. They just might take it.
What are we doing here?
Studying the enemy.
Hey, Chief. I don't know if you noticed, but this crowd is all from the wrong side of the tracks. Everybody here has Carpathia's mark.
Except us.
Yeah, that was kind of my point.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
One World Productions is proud to present, without question, the greatest band in the world, Z-Van and the Four Horsemen.
Check it out, he's fine. Unbelievable.
unbelievable. There's got to be some wires or something, but I don't see any.
How's he doing that?
I don't even want to think about it. It's just a little bit freaky.
I hear that.
Vicky, what's up?
Nothing.
Got a second for a little sister to sister?
What do you want?
We've been talking.
We who?
Well, pretty much everyone.
What'd you do? Vote me off the island? Decide to ship me off to exile
in
Avery?
Will you hush up and listen?
Sorry.
Nobody's talking about shipping you off anywhere. We were talking about whether or not anybody wanted to head up there, and a few people do.
Like who?
Well, Melinda, Janie, and Charlie.
Charlie?
He clicked with the Murrays. He wants to see them again.
What about you?
I'm sticking with you.
Really? What about Mark?
He'll do what I tell him.
Of course he will. But isn't he convinced I'll get you all shot?
He said you'll get us in trouble no matter where we are.
Just for that, I might. What about Conrad?
Staying?
Good. When are they leaving?
They're loading up now.
Already?
Well, they don't want to drive in the dark.
Once again, it's time for goodbyes.
Come on, Phoenix, you can sit with me.
Better get in.
Okay, Charlie's taking off now.
Ooh, into the wild blue yonder.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Nothing, I'm just joking with you.
Charlie thinks he's gonna miss your jokes.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure before you know it, we'll all be moving to Avery.
I hope so.
Take care of this dirty little guy, too.
I will. Are you sure you'll be okay without him?
We'll survive. Somehow.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Charlie.
Stage?
Yeah, well, it was more like levitating. He was about 20 feet up over the stage.
Then he flew out over the audience a little bit. There weren't no crane or wires or nothing.
It was pretty wild.
Actually, that explains a lot.
What do you mean?
Well, I saw Z after the concert last night. He was acting kind of strange, looking at me weird. Just being weird in general.
You think Z can tell you're a believer?
I think he knows I am. This was different. I think he's possessed now or something.
Wouldn't be that surprised.
After everything we've seen, that makes the most sense.
I never used to believe in that stuff. Now?
The best thing you can do with stuff like that is pray. A lot.
I hear that.
Sounds good.
You want to go first?
That's cool. Dear God, we got to thank you for the way you've been protecting us. For keeping us safe when a lot of people are dying. For giving us a place to stay. I just want to ask you to help us to get home to our friends.
You've kept us here.
Keep them safe too.
But there must be some reason. We know your ways are not ours, and we ask for your wisdom on what to do. Father, show us what to do about Z-Van too. I pray that you will protect us from whatever he might have planned for us. Protect us from whoever's controlling him.
I just need to know what to do. Help me understand more of what it means to know you. God, thanks for sending these guys to show me how to find you. And, amen, I guess. Is that okay?
Yeah, man. It's all good.
So is Vicky talking to anyone yet?
She asked Becky for a sweater.
She's still glued to those monitors?
She's hoping whoever left that message will come back.
I don't even know why she bothers. They're probably long gone.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, they're gone. I'm sure of it. Whoever it was is probably halfway to Canada by now.
Hey, check this out, you two. They're back.
Who is it?
I don't know. They're wearing dark clothes.
What about the sensor lights?
I turned them off. I didn't want to scare them away.
Great. So now you're messing with the security system. You know, I hope this doesn't jam us here, Vicky.
What if it does? You gonna send me away?
Cut it out, you two. Let's find out who they are.
Check it out.
Which one of these cameras zooms?
This one. That one's fixed.
Huh. Looks like a girl.
Believe me now?
I never doubted you saw someone. I just wasn't thrilled about how you handled it.
Okay, there she is. How do you suggest we handle it?
I think we need to find out who she is.
I say we wait until tomorrow night.
Tomorrow? But she...
You know, if she wants our help, she'll come back. And we'll be waiting for her.
Yeah, hello.
Hello? Who am I talking to?
The guy whose room you called.
Is Jadarat?
Hold on. It's for you.
Hello?
Judd, it's Chang.
Hey, what's going on? You sound spooked.
I am. You know I have microphones planted throughout the palace.
Sure. David Hasid had them installed. Why?
Bad stuff, Judd.
Like what?
I heard Carpathia talking to his staff. He's gonna bomb the believers in Petra.
Oh, no. Did you warn them?
Of course. Then I overheard his plan for Israel. Judd, you need to get out of there.
Got it! Hello?
Vicky, it's Judd.
Judd, where are you?
I'm still in Israel. Our plane had a little accident.
Are you okay?
Yeah, we weren't on it yet.
So, you're stuck there longer?
I'm afraid so.
Come on, tell the truth. You're just avoiding the little talk we have planned.
Hey, I'd sign up for two of those talks if it'd get me out of here.
I wish I could help.
Yeah, how are things there?
Dealing with an issue.
What's up?
We saw someone on the monitors the last couple of nights. Tonight we're gonna try and catch her.
Her?
It looks like a girl.
So, what's the issue?
Difference of opinion as to how to deal with it. Others want to lay low. I want to try and help.
Well, if it still counts, Vic, tell them I vote for you.
Figures.
What?
Well, I finally get my knight in shining armor, and he's on the other side of the world.
I'm really hoping to change that. Soon.
Yeah. Me too.
Any news?
Yeah, a couple of emails from the gang in Avery.
Is something wrong up there?
No, why?
Oh, you sound disappointed.
Oh. Yeah, sorry. I guess I was bummed that they seemed to be just fine without me.
Ah, gotcha.
When was the last time you thought anyone actually needed you?
Well, what do you mean?
I used to take care of my sister. Practically raised her while my mom was on the sauce. Ended up being pretty good taking care of kids.
Well, I never guessed you for the Mary Poppins type.
Oh, how do you think I paid for my booze?
Oh, well, let the air out of that balloon pretty quick.
Yeah, I know.
Did you ever think that you might want kids?
All the time. I even talked to Bruce about it.
Bruce?
Bruce Barnes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I never met Bruce. I was at his funeral. With my mom.
And Ryan.
Anyway, you talked to Bruce.
We laughed it off pretty good at the time, but I always thought about how I'd really like to have kids.
Well, you never know. We still have 3 years left before Jesus comes back.
Well, I haven't given up hope yet.
Hey, you two. Motion detectors just lit up.
Here we go.
Showtime.
Said she was moving that way.
Okay. You two go around and outflank her.
English.
Make sure she doesn't get around you.
Okay.
Right. I'll go up the middle. If you get a hold of her, yell. Go.
Outflank her? What, this is suddenly his deal? I'm the one who saw her first. Now he's going up the middle. Take it easy.
Easy, it's okay! I'm not gonna hurt you!
Get off of me!
I got your number!
Oh, great!
I'm not going to tell you guys anything. You guys are GC.
Sorry to disappoint you.
We don't like the GC any more than you do.
So I'm just supposed to up and trust you?
You want something to eat? You look like you could use a decent meal.
You'd probably poison me.
Here, I brought you some milk and biscuits. Eat it slow, otherwise the poison may upset your stomach.
Mark.
There's plenty for everyone. Dig in.
All right.
Okay, maybe it's not poisoned.
There's more where that came from.
At least tell us your name.
Tanya. My name's Tanya. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Listen, could you guys leave us alone? I want to talk to Tanya here by myself.
You sure?
Yeah.
If you need anything, just holler.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So, Tanya, what's up? Listen, I know you've been watching the house for at least a week. I know that you left the help message for me to find. I'm pretty sure you're not alone. Called for your dad when I caught you. Is he still out there?
Don't bring my dad into this. He'll be mad.
Why?
He doesn't understand. He thinks we can stay out here till it's all over, but I can't take this no more.
I can't take what?
I shouldn't be saying nothing to you.
Tanya, we're not GC. We have nothing to do with them. You don't need to be afraid of us.
Then why are you guys hiding?
Well, we believe that Nikolai Carpathia is an evil leader.
He's the head of the Dragon of Revelation.
Do you read the Bible?
My dad does. He tells us what it all means. You know, the way the predictions come true and all that. That's why we hide underground, until the dragon is defeated at Armageddon.
You sound like you don't believe any of that, though.
I can't live in that cave anymore. I haven't felt clean in years.
Tanya, have you been keeping up with what's going on in the world?
Dad has a radio he takes out every now and then. He tells us what he thinks is important.
So your dad filters everything you hear?
Well, pretty much. Why? Is there something I need to know?
Want something to drink?
Is that real apple juice?
Fresh from Avery.
You've been holding out on us.
Well, not exactly. Just trying to ration it. How's our guest doing?
Vicky's been talking to her for over an hour now.
I'm guessing by now she knows the four spiritual laws and has memorized the Gospel of John.
Do you have the Gospel of John memorized?
No. You?
No. No, I don't.
Don't look at me. I'm just a perimeter alarm, boys. We got more company.
Oh, boy.
Oh, is this guy with you?
Oh, it's my brother, Ty! Ty!
Tanya, get down here.
I'm okay.
We've been trying to tell him that,
but he still won't put the shotgun down.
They're okay people, Ty. They believe like we do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Dad says he wants you to get your carcass home. He ain't happy with you right now.
All right, I'm coming.
Let me get your glove for you.
Is Dad really mad?
He's looking to tan your hide for sneaking out. You know the rules.
They gave me something to eat.
You ate?
Yeah, man, we got food. You want something to eat?
I'm not going to eat your poison food.
Oh, heard this song before.
Do I look poisoned?
Probably laced it with drugs to make you believe like them. You keep your food.
Here's your glove. Anytime you want to come back and talk.
She won't be coming back.
Yeah, okay, whatever you say.
Maybe we'll see you when this is all over. After Armageddon.
I'm planning on still being here.
Tanya, get over here before Dad throws us both a beating.
Everyone stay down. My sword.
Judd, are you sleeping?
Get back. Vicky. Lionel, get back.
Judd, are you all right?
Oh, Lionel. Oh, man. Freaky, weird dream.
Not again.
Yeah, I was fighting a dragon.
You say a dragon?
Yeah. You were there too, man. Something happened to you, though. You only had one arm.
I never did like your dreams.
Yeah, not sure I do either.
Man, it's so weird. I read something in Revelation just last night about a dragon.
Seriously?
Yeah. Hang on, I still got it marked. Okay, alright, here it is. Then the dragon became angry at the woman, and he declared war against the rest of her children, all who keep God's commandments and confess that they belong to Jesus Christ.
So that's what we have to look forward to?
I guess.
Interesting. Why would I dream about that right now?
Don't ask me.
Tanya said we believed like they do.
Well, not exactly. Her dad thinks the Bible is a code book. Jesus was a great prophet, not God, and only 144,000 people are going to be saved.
Sounds like he's mixing up bits of a whole bunch of different religions.
Yeah, none of them sound right either.
Yeah. She knows about Armageddon. Her dad has them believing that everything's going to be okay as soon as that final battle ends.
But none of them have the mark of the believer?
No. They're not believers. They're sort of a weird cult that doesn't take the Bible seriously.
Or takes it seriously wrong.
I hope she comes back. That girl really needs help.
A sacred proclamation. The time has expired on any grace period related to every citizen receiving and displaying the mark of loyalty to Nikolai Carpathia. Effective immediately, anyone seen without the mark will be taken directly to a center for application or the alternative, the enforcement facilitator. Furthermore, all citizens are required to worship the image of Carpathia 3 times a day.
Please stand by. We have temporarily lost picture and sound. As soon as we can resolve these...
If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, and they shall have no rest day or night.
Is anybody saying who that face was during Fortunato's address?
Nothing online. I'm guessing the GC doesn't want to draw attention to it.
What's up with you?
I figured I'd hear back from Tanya by now. It's been like a week.
Looks to me like she's gone underground. I doubt we'll see her again.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Lionel, come here.
What's up?
Check out down there. There's some people being dragged away from the hotel.
That ain't gonna do much for the tourism.
I wonder what that's all about.
Speak to me.
Lionel, you guys gotta get out of the hotel, now!
Whoa, hold up, what are you talking about?
Who is
the
that?
GC are arrested people that don't have the mark. They announced about an hour ago they're gonna toss the hotel.
Where are we supposed to go?
What's
get
going on,
the
man?
Airport.
Talk to me, Lionel.
I'm there right now in the new plane.
We'll be there in an hour.
Beware,
how
man!
Get here?
Nah, I don't know, but we'll be there.
What was that all about?
The GC are tossing the hotel. We gotta get out of here before they find us.
I hope it's not too late. Vicky?
I thought she went to bed.
Darren said she's not in bed. I can't find her anywhere.
Ugh, don't even tell me.
Tell you what?
How much you want to bet she's out traipsing around the woods looking for Tanya, her latest project?
She went out alone?
What, does that surprise you? She's been playing by her own rules for months now.
So what do we do?
Nothing. We do nothing.
You're not going to try and find her?
If she wanted my help, she would have asked me. Since she didn't, I'm sitting right here.
She might be in trouble, man.
If she is, that's her own fault. I'm sick and tired of her doing whatever she wants. It's not my problem.
Yeah, well, I think your attitude stinks. You let her get hurt or even killed just to teach her a lesson.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not ready for a reality check?
If something does happen to her, I hope you can live with yourself. I got a feeling nobody else is going to want to.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.